Harvey brought you here. You were in Philadelphia. Things weren't going so good. And Mr. Grant said he'll take a chance on you.
Bud Grant was one of the most wonderful people that has come through my life of anybody. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man that was all about, he was about football, but he was also about life. He wasn't, you know, Bud was a guy that would prepare as hard as he could, go out and play the game as hard as he could, and go home and have dinner. And he never, you know, nothing got Bud that excited, and you found yourself trying to do things that would make him excited. I can remember I could make a touchdown, I could walk by him, and Bud would say silly things like, I could have done that, I just don't have the right shoes on. You know, just things that you would never expect to come out of Bud's mouth. There was a time, it was in a preseason game, and all our receivers had gotten hurt. And Bud just kind of looked at me and he goes, well, it's either you or me, but I don't have my helmet. Just weird. You know, you just never imagine him saying certain things like that. So when I think back of playing for the Minnesota Vikings, that 7 or 8 year period was probably one of the most important periods in my life. And having been here in Minnesota, I fell in love with this place. I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the Vikings. There was a certain pride. I mean, we had Marshall, Page, Eller, Tarkington. We had the household names. And you must understand that the Minnesota Vikings is one of the premier teams in all of football. There's only 4 or 5 teams, and the Vikings were one of them. And to watch the way that they have evolved since that I was here, when I watched the Wolves take over, and they took that organization from here to way up here. All the things that they promised they'd do, they've done. They have, it's a very proud organization, and normally organizations start at the top. They don't start at the bottom. If you got a great organization at the top, you're going to have a great organization. And I would have to say this is one of the great ownerships in all of sports, and it's just a great thing for all Minnesota people that are involved.
What is your strongest emotion with finding out you're going in the Ring of Honor?
It probably is the biggest thing that's ever happened to me, the most important thing that's ever happened to me. And I've won Emmy Awards, I've won receiving titles, I've won all those kinds of things. But this is closer to my heart. I always say that, you know, once a Viking, always a Viking. You don't ever get out of that. And this ownership has shown that it is a wonderful fraternity, that we respect everybody. I mean, we really are the North. And we take that with pride. So looking at this, I don't think there's anything else in my athletic career that could top being the winning is on honor. There's just absolutely nothing else. And to go in with Randy Moss is just absolutely wonderful. I mean, I've always been a big fan of his. And sometimes you get a chance to see that you're starting to get old when Randy tells me he watched me play when he was 6. I was only 12, but it's just funny to see that sort of thing. And that's just it's just a wonderful feeling. And it's great for all the Minnesota people involved.
Since you retired, obviously, a while ago, did you ever think about it? Like, hey, am I ever going to get in the Ring of Honor or things along those lines?
I'm a firm believer that you do your work. And then whatever happens, happens. I mean, you can't stand around and say how good you were or how bad you were or whatever it is. You do what you do, and then you let other people make that decision. So I was hoping that one day I would make it. And to have, I mean, it was so weird too. I actually came up to get an ankle operation on Friday and had no idea that any of this stuff was going on until I get a call from Mark saying, what are you doing? Can you come by for an hour? Which is, so yeah, I guess I could probably come by there for an hour. So it was one of the biggest honors that I've ever had in my entire life.
What was your message to the team?
You know, my message is more so that, you know, these are things that you can never forget. You don't ever forget your football career. And it's almost like high school. You know, when you think about high school and you think about all the guys that you knew on the high school team, well, if you're fortunate enough, it moves on to college. And you think about all the things that you've learned from people and all the people that you've sort of learned lessons of life in college. And if you're really, really lucky enough, you get to do it for a living, and that never goes anywhere. When I see Scott Studwell, Scott Studwell is like my brother. I mean, we played so hard together. So it's more a chance to, you know, one day drive down the street and have that memory pass through your mind and just have a big old smile come over your face and go, you know, that was really one of the most wonderful times in my life. And that's pretty much what it was. Even standing here, I remember down there on the corner, Bud Grant used to put deer licks down there. So the deer would come. I don't know what he was doing. Practice was over there, but he was always down there by them deer licks. So one of my little tricks, and to get out of practice, I'd go down and talk to him about the deer licks for like 40 minutes, and he'd be okay with it. No big deal. But it was just, he was a very different guy, that a leader of men, and knew how to lead men. He treated everybody differently. You know, everybody was not the same. Whatever you needed, you got that from him. And his sidekick was Sid. You know, Sid was one of a kind, and is still one of a kind.
I want to talk about what an honor this is. The older you get, does the brotherhood of it all mean more to you going forward? Of the people that you are now with and who are still with you, especially with the Vikings.
It's, you know, to see Carl Eller, to see Alan Page, to see Mick Tingelhoff, to see Fran Tarkenton. There's no warmer feeling than that. There isn't any. And there's to have fought those wars together, to have those games against the Packers that meant everything in the world to us, to have those games against the Chicago Bears that meant more than anything else to us, to have been able to go to training camp and come together as a team. I don't think people understand what you go through in a training camp, because it doesn't happen any place else in life, where you start hating it the first couple of days or so, but as you start to come together as a team, there's a wonderful feeling that brings you together, that you all start to play for one another. You know, you're not playing for yourself, you're playing for the rest of the guys on the team. And this is the sort of city, state, or states that they all come together. I remember Jerry Burns used to always tell us that we had to have good practices down there at Mankato, because we had all those dirt farmers from Iowa that came up to watch practice every day. And we owed it to them to practice well because they were there. He said that jokingly, but he meant it. He absolutely meant it.
Time for two more. Ahmad?
Ahmad, you caught that Hail Mary in 1980. Is there anything else in your career that could top that?
The Hail Mary pass was fun. I mean, it was a fun, but you know, the things, what people don't understand about things like that, we all expected it. It wasn't a surprise. I mean, we knew, as the game started to change, we knew we were going to win the game. Whatever happened was going to happen, but we were going to win the game. So it wasn't like, oh, hey, a surprise, I caught the ball. I knew I was going to catch the ball. I knew we were going to win the thing. And it was just it was one of those kinds of things that, added on to the legend of the North. You know, that's just the way it is. And if you're not from the North, then you don't even understand what I'm saying when I say we are the North. But we that are from the North, we understand that. How about this stadium? That stadium is one of the most beautiful stadiums I've ever seen in my entire life. And it is fitting that it's here in Minneapolis.
Planning to come to the Super Bowl?
Am I coming to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Here's my goal. Is that we use our own locker room for the Super Bowl. That's the goal. And that's a hell of a goal. I mean, we're playing in our spot. Why shouldn't we use our locker room? And I think that's something guys got to get. It's not, you're not making it up. We're not that far away, and it can happen. So hopefully guys get involved like that, and it'll be one of the first times in the history of the NFL that for the Super Bowl, we use our own locker room.
Thanks,